America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Out at Arrowhead, the overtime win and a perfect season continues for the Kansas
State
Chiefs. Just
stay down, no big deal.
No big deal. No, not stressful at all. No, not up and down at all.
Man, I was looking for a stress-free game last night.
No mistakes or anything. No crunch time moments. No interesting decisions. Nothing.
No additional quarter needed.
No, didn't have anything like that. No. What, I mean, honestly, one of the crazier games of the entire season, if you factor in everything, not just trailing and then the Chiefs, of course, playing overtime game, but a moment where I think everybody in Kansas City, of course, for at least a brief second, thought that perhaps this season was going to end last night based off of the injury to one.
Yeah,
Patrick
for
Mahomes.
1 minute, I thought, well, season over.
I had not felt that way.
That'll be the whole show tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, like, fortunately, we can laugh about it because clearly Mahomes also was laughing about on the sideline, came back in and was fine and played great last night. But on the touchdown pass that he had, where we all saw the help that he needed to get off the field, I hadn't felt that way since the Broncos game,
where
we all know many years ago now, the dislocated kneecap. And that moment when that game, I remember thinking, oh, this is it. This season's over. That's how we all felt in that Broncos game. And for, 30 seconds, 60 seconds that maybe last night, that was the way I felt. It was different than even the Jags playoff game where Mahomes had the ankle injury. And you're like, oh boy, not in this moment. Like, that was a bad feeling, but it was already the playoffs and it wasn't this.
You thought if he could play, he would play.
This feeling last night for a little bit was much like that Denver one where I honestly thought for 60 seconds that, oh, it's over. Carson Wentz is going to have to take this team to the Super Bowl.
That's, and I honestly, I had no confidence in that. Not a knock on Carson Wentz. I was like, oh man, here we go. And it just like, we're just stuck and there's no choice and everything's kind of a wash. And it was like, but it didn't have to go down like that. Apparently he was fine. Fooled us, Gold, at least on that end. And then we all came back down to earth, which was, here's the Chiefs winning again. Another close game, maybe closer than you thought it should have been against the Bucks. Although I give Baker Mayfield a pretty good amount of credit for the fight he continues to show at quarterback. And I said, you know, one way or the other, what's next for this team? And it was like, just another win. I mean, honest to God, Kareem Hunt, DeAndre Hopkins, Patrick Mahomes, when they need, I think the perfect way to describe it, I think it was Jeff Schwartz or whatever. It's like, when this team needs to score, like when they need a moment, okay, we'll turn it on. It's at 17-10. Boy, we need this drive pretty bad. What should we do? 10 plays, 75 yards, touchdown. Oh, we need this play again. What should we do? 10 plays, 75 yards, touchdown, 70 yards, touchdown. You're like, my God, is this just the second you need it? You just go back to back 10 play touchdown drives?
It's the switch we've talked about even last year and heck, the prior season. Like, they have the ability to flip a switch when it matters most, and they are truly unfazed by the pressure pack moments. There is not a team in football that is better prepared when their backs are against the wall. We have just seen it way too often. Whether it's the defense at times last night, they didn't make the play down the stretch that we usually see them make. So last night it was the offense that made the plays down the stretch. But whether it's special teams and you need a big bunker kick, or it's the defense needing a goal line stand against the Raiders, or earlier in the year, a fourth down against the Falcons. Last night, the two drives you referenced, obviously the game-winning overtime drive capped off by the Kareem Hunt touchdown, they make the one play or the sequence of plays that are necessary to win. And that's why they're 8-0. That's why why it's Scott Van Pelt said it well last night too, Cody, in post game on ESPN. And he was like, you know, they're unbeaten yet. They don't look unbeatable yet. They're unbeatable. You know, like they don't look like an unbeatable team when you watch the game last night. If you had not
but
watched,
yet you can't beat them.
Yeah. Like if you had not watched any football the last 5 years, and you hadn't watched any football this year until last night, you would have watched the Chiefs and been like, yeah, this teams can easily, yeah, teams can beat them. But yet, no, they're unbeatable because they make the crucial play at the crucial time. And also, I'd be a little nervous if I was the rest of the league. Patrick Mahomes, we were going through his numbers last week. We were saying, hey, I don't know when the stretch is going to come, but if you look even last year, there's going to be a stretch of three or four games where all of a sudden he has like nine touchdowns and one pick, or nine touchdowns and no picks.
Three touchdowns and no picks.
And I wonder if last night was the start of that, because that was his best performance actually of the entire season.
Yeah, it was by far. I mean, he looked comfortable. The only complaint you could even make is, well, maybe he got sacked a few too many times. Do I care if it's a 300-yard, three touchdown, no interception performance? Sometimes you get hit. Vita Vea had a nice game, right? So you got to deal with that end of things sometimes and then, you know, figure it out from there. Outside of that, do I actually care? Nah, I'm good. I'm fine. I can live my life. I don't know what it is, but it's just when you go through and look at what the Chiefs consistently do, how they consistently win, the close scoring stuff does not bother me. It just doesn't. You know why? Because all they do is win. All they do is win. No part of it changes. Nothing looks any different. Sometimes is it frustrating or ugly? Yeah, sometimes it is. Yesterday, I would argue that the offense was never particularly ugly, except for two weirdo plays. They tried to hand the ball off to a wide receiver, and when they tried to soft touch a pass to a wide receiver. Weren't those the only two plays that just didn't go all that well? The rest looked like a fine-oiled machine. That was the first time. We looked this up, remember, not that long ago. Do you know how long it's been since the Chiefs scored 30 points?
I think it was the Bears game.
Yeah, a long time.
Bears game last year.
Over a year, the last time they scored 30 points. I know it took overtime, but I'm not here to complain about that performance last night. I don't know what it is about this team, man. They just know. It's probably just back-to-back Super Bowls and all this other stuff, Mahomes. They just know how to win. They've lost pieces. We can go back to all that stuff. They just bring in DeAndre Hopkins, and then it just looks like they're old pals. Nothing matters, man. Nothing shakes them. Nothing rattles them. Defense finally fails one time, which we can get to later. They just go down and score a touchdown. All of it feels about the same. It does feel like Groundhog Day. Every game feels the same. You agree with that, right? You and I, before the show, we were joking because we got to do a video thing where it's like we got to give a prediction for the score. And I think you chose like 26-18 or whatever yesterday.
Yeah.
The reason why we joke about it is every single Chiefs game is exactly the same. The opposing team has between 13 and 21 points. Typically, I know yesterday the Bucks got a few more. The opponent has between 13 and 21 points. And the Chiefs have between 21 and 28. That's pretty much every Chiefs game. This one was a touchdown better on both sides, but felt exactly the same. Binkley had pointed out to me, and I think it's correct too, they're now one game away from the longest consecutive streak of holding an opponent under 28 points. So can I even be that mad at the defense? No. This just is it's a classic Chiefs win, Gold. No more, no less.
Yeah, I mean, they continue to win in this fashion, and it should be fun. This should be a fun ride and all. Like, I understand last night was stressful when you factor in the injury and everything, but once again, step back and realize this is an 8-0 football team. This is a team that has won 14 straight games and is pacing to go make history, whether it is three-peating, whether it is a perfect season. And I know that seems silly after last night and like, oh, they're going to slip up because they almost lost to the Bucks. But that's the whole point is it feels like they're going to slip up every week and they don't. It doesn't matter. Like they have to be the most frustrating team to play in the NFL right now, not only because you know they're on top, but if you're the Bucks, you felt like you had them. You had them. The Bucks played good enough, you know, you would like to say, to win that game if you were a Tampa Bay fan. You're like, you felt like you played good enough. And then we'll get to it. Your head coach also didn't help you late. I couldn't believe they didn't go for two. We'll get to that decision. Ah, yeah.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.